Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Bill Mayer of Strategic Farm Marketing, and he is in Champaign, Illinois. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Dave.
Well, we sure had spike hires right off of those reports, but we've settled down since.
Yeah, we spiked the corn right up to that 849 level on the December futures, which 850 was a target of a lot of the technical trade there. And I think we, you know, got up there and got to that level and then saw it kind of come back. Really, most of the numbers pretty well in line with the, you know, pre-report estimates, I guess, if you look at it that way. Maybe the biggest thing that I'd point out maybe is the harvested acres on corn at 87.4 million. Looks to me like that probably needs to come down another 3 million or so. I think the bean yield, you know, at 36.1 is a, you know, is a number that was kind of within the trade expectations there and close to the average guess. You know, I'm not sure. We are getting some rains across the country, and we may see that. We may actually see that go up as we go through the next 60 days here. We'll just have to see as we see how many rains we get. But
it seems to me that USDA has no more bullets that it can fire, especially in corn, given they took demand down 1.195 million bushels. I mean, how much more demand can you take it?
Yeah, I mean, we can only use what we're going to raise, but yeah, we're down to 4 billion or so on the feed side of it. Ethanol maybe would have a little bit more room in it, and possibly, you know, maybe you could say a couple of hundred million you could take out of the export picture. But that, I think that's, you hit the nail on the head. That's kind of where you're at on the demand side. It's hard to get to these levels and get that amount taken out that they took out, let alone take some more out. But the other thing that should be mentioned, though, is the world numbers, and the world numbers on corn went up about 6.5 million metric tons on this year's, the 2011 carryout. Looking at that, haven't had a chance to examine it in a lot of detail, but it goes clear back to 2010 crop. It looks like they've increased carryouts all the way back there. So. Mm. And they did increase China's corn crop for next year by about 5 million metric tons.
Yeah, 200 million altogether, that's a big number.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and, you know, like everything, they, you know, they still have to raise it, just like the Brazilian soybean crop, they increased pretty substantially. I don't have the number right in front of me, but, you know, it's not planted yet, so, you know, that's an estimate at this point.
But they're saying, man, with those prices, we're going to plant every possible hectare that we can find for soybeans, and well, any crop actually down in South America. It looks like they're at 81 versus 78 last month.
Yeah, and I think that's true, especially with the currency exchange that we have. Speaking with some Brazilian farmers here a couple of weeks ago.
20 seconds.
This is the highest prices they've seen by three times in, you know, ever. Mm-hmm. So I think they're going to expand as much as they're capable of.
Thank you, Bill.
Thank you, Dave.
Bill Mayer of Strategic Farm Marketing, and he is in Champaign, Illinois. You're listening to Illinois Public Media, WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM HD3 Urbana. The time now is 9:01 Central Time.